All that went under, and beautiful, the saddest part of it is the most impressive group of oak trees I have ever seen to this day. Huge ones that Dee Dee used to say that people from Texas A&M said they'd been there 600 and 700 years. I mean, old, huge. You could, bigger than cars were the trunks of the it was huge, and they spread out. That's the reason they called it Oak Point. Mm-hmm. Oak Point had, I'm thinking, well, they were very big, but at least 5 or 6 of these huge, huge trees. And then we had one in at our house. And so all the trees went too. They're underground. My family gave Oak Point to Baylor. Okay. And they moved it, believe it or not. And the two-story house, and it's in a Baylor camp out on the old camp road. And even though my dad didn't go to Baylor, and none of my aunts and uncles went there, the Lacey family has always had a huge relationship, or a fine relationship, with Baylor University. Mm-hmm. And helped a lot, and through the bank especially. Mm-hmm. And my mother and father endowed a scholarship at the Hackamer School of Business.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's such an interesting thing to think about.
For many generations, it goes back to my great-grandfather, the Baylor connection. W.D. Lacey, this is 1890-something or 1880-something, I think, when he was president of the bank, too. But before that, he would give $5,000, which was a whole lot of money, to Baylor University for and helped to move Baylor from Independence to Waco. It's all in this book.
Okay. The Waco Citizens National Bank.
Yeah,